We are in power here is one of the most popular slogans at the mass demonstrations against the rule of Vladimir Putin that have been held in Moscow since last December, such as this one, just a few days after the presidential elections in March. 27-year-old Maxim Katz was one of the speakers at the meeting. He had just been elected as a deputy to the local council in a Moscow district. Maxim admitted that it was scary to speak in front of thousands of people for the first time in his life. He said that other speakers before him had touched upon important issues and criticized the regime. But his story, he said, was different. He was a young, long-haired entrepreneur who had made a fortune playing poker on a professional level and who now wanted to enter politics. Friends advised him not even to try, predicting that he wouldn't have any chance at getting elected unless he cut his hair, wore a suit, and made lots of empty promises. But they were wrong.
I took part in the elections just the way I am. I wrote in my leaflet just what I thought, that I was trying to be elected into a useless institution, and that I'm doing this because this is my first step into politics. And I was elected, way ahead of the other contenders, including officials with authoritative looks and wearing suits.
And if he managed to get elected, he added, then anyone could try and do the same. And then it would be possible to gain a majority in local councils, and that could lead to change at the local level. That was over 3 months ago. Today, young deputy Maxim Katz is trying to bring about change in his own unconventional way. With a handful of volunteers, he roams the streets, armed with telecounters, to count people and cars, like here on Tverskaya, the main shopping street in Moscow.
This is something like a public life survey. We're counting how many pedestrians are on the sidewalk in Tverskaya Street. And then we're counting how many cars are parked there. And then we can see that 100 cars taking 60 or 70% of the space of the sidewalk and 20,000 pedestrians taking 30%.
The reason, Maxim explains, is that the Moscow government has turned the city's pavements into parking lots.
They permitted the parkings on the pavement. So now all over Moscow there is many cars on the sidewalk. Not only people can't walk on the sidewalk, they can't do anything there. They can't sit, they can't stand because it's a parking lot. We're trying to show with numbers that this is not the best way to use this space.
So Maxim and his team are collecting hard data, hoping to prove the obvious. They publish progress reports on the internet, attracting ever more and more supporters.
Well, I have a Twitter and Life Journal and also a partner that have a much more popular Life Journal blog. So we're writing that we're inviting people to help us.
The volunteers take their positions along the street, counting and taking note of anything that appears strange or suspicious, like Anton, a young man who lives in the neighborhood where Maxim is now a member of the local council.
I was excited when I read Maxim Katz's blog and Twitter. He's very positive. He just infects you with his ideas. I walk a lot in Moscow, so I really like the idea of making Moscow more comfortable for pedestrians. And it's interesting to work on this. Before, I didn't think it was possible to do anything about it. We took the city as it is. The possibility of changing something didn't even really occur to me. But, as it turns out, it is possible, and I'm very happy about that.
Masha is 26. She has just joined the team and is getting ready to go out into Tverskaya Street with her counter.
I read about this project on the internet, and since I have spare time at the moment, I decided to help. I want things in my city to change for the better, so why shouldn't the citizens help work on this project?
But will it help? Maxim doesn't like the question. If not, he says, he will try to get on, maybe get elected on a higher level. At any rate, there is an awful lot of work to be done.
This is a problem that can be solved very easily. We can try to convince the government not to permit the parking on the sidewalk, so everybody understands that here is 20,000 people versus 100 cars. In other place, it's 5,000 people versus 50 cars. Trying to show it on numbers, then we'll print this material and distribute it here in Tverskaya. Then we go to the government, of course, and we hope something will happen.
This is Geert Groot-Koerkamp. for DW in Moscow.